Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. First Monday of a brand new month, and it's time to visit with Washington Mayor Joe Wellman. Mayor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
Sure.
Election day tomorrow. Get out and vote. Whoever you're voting for, just make sure your vote counts.
Yes, and there's a lot of people getting out and voting. If you've been to the courthouse, there's a lot of people going in and out of there. So it's great. Yeah, everybody needs to get out and vote. You know, another big event this week is Veterans Day on Friday. We want to shout out to all those that have served our country.
And there's a special ceremony, I believe, planned at the courthouse steps, right?
Yes, and also at the high school with the ROTC. I don't know the particulars on those, but yes, there's always been a morning program at the school, and then
11 o'clock, I believe, at the courthouse steps. You can come out to either or both ceremonies because
right.
Both groups do a great job putting that on. The VFW and the American Legion have the one at the courthouse. But, yes, certainly we honor our veterans this week with Veterans Day coming up on Friday. Election Day tomorrow, the city offices are closed,
yes.
Right?
Yes, city offices and county offices will be closed both days, actually. It's kind of short week this week.
Wow.
Tuesday and Friday. So.
Good point.
Yeah, so people need to remember that. So obviously that affects trash pickup and that affects other things going on at the courthouse and so forth. But please keep that in mind.
But city employees are all smiles this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else you got going on?
Well, we've just got a lot going on. The purpose of this Take 5, I think, is to talk about what's going on. And obviously we had a great announcement last week with MNC Tech Indiana coming. First Japanese plant, first really new business since we've got the Exit 62 completed, and we are just so excited to have them, and it's personally gratifying, as I mentioned at the kickoff or at the announcement, was, you know, I called on the M part of that, the Moriroku, called on them in Japan, and we're glad they're here. We're glad they're going to be here. They're going to start construction any day now. So we're excited about that.
And where exactly is that going to be located?
That'll be located north on County Road 200 East, north of Heffling Truck and Tractor, across the railroad tracks. Where the new Shell building is that was built, it'll be just north of that, and in that same kind of complex that's developing there. So it's going to be a real nice location. Start with 25 jobs, growing to officially 70, but depending on their business model, we look forward to grow even more than that over the next several years. So we're very excited about that.
We always look forward to business and industry moving into the area, meaning more jobs for our locals. So great news there. What else you got on your
list? We've got, you know, we want to thank everybody that was involved with the Halloween Safe Stops. That's always a big deal every year. And I don't know how many calories of candy were given out by all the organizations that were part of that. But I want to send a shout out to the police department and the fire departments on behalf of the city. But then there were a whole lot of businesses, the Davis Community Hospital, a lot of businesses that participated in that. And, of course, we need to talk about Christmas. And we have our parade coming up on November 26th, the red, white, and blue theme. Excuse me. Something new this year, though, is following the parade, we're going to ask the floats to go out to Eastside Park. We're going to set them up, light them, and have judging of the floats, followed by kid activities, hot chocolate. I understand Santa's coming down just for that. And then we're going to have a new ceremony. We're going to light a new Christmas tree in the park, a big Christmas tree with red, white, and blue lights for Christmas. So we're really excited about that. That'll be a nice night, evening parade, lit parade. We did that last year, and we got a lot of good comments on it. But we really need people to call the mayor's office and sign up, get your entry.
And this is part of the Bicentennial Celebration year-long as well, and that means that we've got cash prizes awarded, too, for those top
floats.
Yes,
there are cash prizes for the top floats. So please get your organization together. We've had an excellent Bicentennial Parade. We had a real nice homecoming parade, and this is going to be our final parade in Washington for the year. And so we'd really like for people to come out. The theme is a Bicentennial Christmas, so please join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. If the weather stays like this, it'll be really nice.
That's right. November 26th, 6 p.m., the parade will stroll through downtown Washington, and you can call the mayor's office to reserve your spot. 254-5575. Finally, wrapping up the Bicentennial, Mayor, concert coming up here in just a couple of weeks. This is a sellout show at the high school auditorium.
Yes, Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits, that's going to be great. And then our final big event for the Bicentennial, at least I think, we keep adding things. It's been a great year of events. Time capsule ceremony, date and time and location and everything yet to be determined. But please stay tuned for that, because that's going to be a real nice. I'm not sure all the things we've collected. We may need a time capsule the size of a small truck, but we're going to put it in that we believe we're going to put it in the museum for on permanent display for the next 50 years. So please be part of that. And finally, I want to just thank everybody, the department heads on behalf of the city that worked so hard all year long. And you and I are going to the RSVP luncheon today. Thanks to those people, because they do a lot of service around
thousands
the community.
Thousands of hours of volunteer work that really kept keep the city going.
Yes.
I mean, truth be known, they are the unsung heroes, and we honor them today. It's always a great ceremony, and always look forward to being a part of it today at noon.
And the food's not too bad either.
That's right. That's right. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman. Hey, one other thing. We've got a little drawing on Main Street Saturday.
We
might have a millionaire crowned, huh?
Oh, my gosh. That has become quite an event. Please, people, though, be careful around on the streets. We're trying to keep one lane of Main Street open in that first block, and I know it's difficult with all the people that are down there. I wish I had a count of how many people
I'm
are there.
I'm going to say 5,000 to 7,000.
I keep saying, at least 5. So, it's going to be a great Saturday. It's been a great boon for not just the KFC, but all the other restaurants, the gas stations in town. I have it on good word that even restaurants in neighboring communities are feeling the benefit of this.
Put us on the map, that's for sure, if you go anywhere. Aren't you that mayor of that city that's giving away $1 million?
Yes, I hear about it all the time. We used to be known for, the Black Buggy and the Home of the Zellers, and now we're known of the KSC drawing. Knights Columbus are doing a great job contributing back to the community with their profits from that, and we want to thank them, because that's a... They've not only strengthened their financial wherewithal, they've also helping the rest of the community.
Given a lot back.
Yes, they are.
In a big, big way. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman joins us the first Monday of every month with the City Update. Mayor, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, Dwayne. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.